Welcome to the world of tomorrow!
Welcome to episode 73 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, the podcast covering all things geeky. I am William, your host, and I'm joined with my co-host, Stuart.
Known across the internet as Casual Terror.
We actually did hear an echo.
And Harold.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages? Welcome to the show.
Well, hopefully, children of all ages aren't listening because this ain't no kid friendly. Yeah, this ain't no kid friendly podcast. Mainly because I don't want to have to edit out cuss words and mature content talk and whatnot.
Yeah, but you know what? We're geeks and we're supposed to go for all ages because geeks are all ages.
I guess, yeah. But if you're a geek, for the most part, you're mature. You're pretty mature. So
I don't know, man. I walked into the comic book store over here by my house the other day to get the part two of The Walking Dead, and there were some really weird looking geeks up in there, man. I was really geeked out, and I actually had to leave.
Huh? And Stuart, I didn't say you have to act mature. There's a difference. There's a big difference. But I guess, Stuart, what have you been up to?
Not a whole lot. Still playing The Old Republic.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Only occasionally. Wow. So I've noticed you haven't been on as much.
The past couple of days, I just haven't felt like playing. And with games, with games that you want to continue playing, if you don't want to play for that day, don't play.
Didn't you say that was the game you were going to spend forever playing?
Yes, and I've got plenty of time to do that. I don't have to rush through it. I'm going to take my time, and if certain days I don't want to play, I'm not going to play. Because if I force myself to play it, I'll end up hating it, and I don't want to do that.
Well, I'm not having to force myself at all. But whenever you do get on, you'll find a nice pair of gloves I sent you.
Great.
Really good gloves. I found, and I'm like, crap, I can't use, and I was like, well, these are really nice. So I found a lot of gloves like the last couple of days. Crazy. But I saved the best for you. Heavy armor, whatever. So,
well, great. I will try to make that special crystal.
Awesome. Real quick, did you hear about the magenta crystal?
I did hear about that.
It's going for like $650,000 on the auction house.
It's extra rare.
Yeah. It takes like a whole
just like white.
Yeah.
Time out.
White is also extra rare too.
Time out. Question.
Yeah.
What do those crystals do?
They make the lightsabers work, basically.
Or if you use blasters, it's the color of the blaster bolt.
Well, not just the color, but they make the.
Yeah, there's also stats attached with them too.
So they're a big key factor of lightsabers and blasters. So.
Do they give you like stronger blasters, or do they give you just a normal blaster? Or
the ones I've been making have you know like +3 to crit, +6 to endurance, which is your health, that kind of stuff.
So yeah, it does upgrade. It's it's not just cosmetic effect.
Okay, no, because sometimes you know when in some of these games they give you crap that's just cosmetic effect, and it's like, well, okay, that's
That would be the slave bikinis in the game.
But no, those you can actually put mods and stuff into and make them pretty kick ass. So
I'm not actually seeing them.
They're orange. So
my
so
character should wear the bikinis.
Oh God.
I play a Sith pureblood male.
It's a big
dude. Which is a big red dude.
Yeah.
It's a big red dude.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways.
Hello?
But anyways, Stuart, go on. I'm sorry for... I just wanted to bring that up real quick, because crazy, crazy.
Let's see, what else have I done? I started playing Battlefield 3 again. That game is still fun. I've been playing the Back to Kirkland DLC, because I got it free because I pre-ordered the game. So which is basically maps from older Battlefield games and a new one, I think, and some new guns. But I haven't unlocked any of the new guns yet. But yeah, that game is still awesome. Still can't fly the jet worth crap.
Huh.
I probably crashed that thing maybe about 7 times. And I got in it 7 times.
Wow.
No, actually, I take that back. I got in 10 times. I was shot down twice. So that wasn't actually my fault.
What was the 10th? Because you said 7 and then 2 times, so.
I don't know. I might have crashed again.
Okay.
I don't remember numbers. I just remembered I was only shot down a couple times, and I just hit the ground a bunch.
Gotcha.
That's cool. So would you say getting Battlefield 3 is worth it then, or no?
I think it is, but that's me, because I like the big battles.
Mm-hmm.
I like although I think I would rather play it on the PC because there are more people.
Okay. Now, do you find yourself still playing that more, or would you find yourself playing more Call of Duty?
It depends. It really depends on my mood.
Okay.
But I haven't done a whole lot else. I played a lot with my Kindle Fire lately.
Oh yeah.
Which I'm really liking.
Yeah.
I really am liking that.
I gotta send you a link. It's a CES. That Nyko released some pretty cool accessories. It looks like for the Kindle Fire.
I ordered a cover for it, which came in yesterday. But I'm having trouble with Amazon determining that I live here now and not with my parents. Because it still likes to think I live with my parents.
Did you change the address? Like
I did.
I don't know.
He said this is my default address. Okay, send it to Newcastle. No, I live in Richmond. Stop. So my parents have the case and I don't.
Yeah, this case looks pretty cool. I mean, they were talking about people's biggest complaints, and I don't know how they had complaints that quick since it's only been out a couple months, but it's a case that fits in, and there's a battery where it doubles the life, and it switches the power button so you don't accidentally turn it off when you have it, you know, propped up. Or
that I do have to be careful with when I'm watching Netflix in bed, which is what I really use it for, is to do that. I have to be careful where I hold it, because the button is on the bottom.
Yeah.
Which, when you have it turned in landscape mode, is underneath your hand.
Yeah, there's the link.
See,
to
now
it.
You wouldn't have a problem with the iPod Touch.
iPod Touch is too small.
You wouldn't have a problem with an iPad either.
Yeah, I knew. I knew what you're trying to get at.
Yeah.
But with the battery, I have not had any problems with the battery whatsoever. I think it lasts quite a bit of time.
Yeah, well, I sent you the link to it. I just thought, you know, I just...
Probably watch maybe 2 or 3 hours of Netflix a night right before I go to bed, and it'll last almost a week.
That's pretty good.
It's really good.
Yeah, but I sent you the link in chat. I just saw it randomly and was like, oh, Stuart has a Kindle, so I'll send him this link and... so he knows, because Kate, this case looks pretty cool, and they got a couple other accessories. So yeah, and just warning, you'll have to skip ahead because they're talking about the Vita at first and in the video. Just a little warning there.
Okay, well, it actually makes it bigger, like the edges make it bigger. But I think my biggest complaint about the Kindle Fire is how heavy it is.
Oh, really? That's it's heavy?
Heavy.
I'm surprised.
Oh, yeah. I think it probably weighs maybe about 10 pounds. I'm probably not right at all, but it's definitely heavier than not the iPad or most other tablets that I've held.
See, I've heard the biggest complaint is no volume. You can't adjust the volume. Like, there's no hardware to adjust the volume. You have to do it in software.
Yeah, but I live alone, so I don't have an issue with having to turn the volume down.
And there's no, like, kickstand on it to keep it up?
No, that's what cases are for.
Yeah, there's no kickstand on the iPad, so.
Yeah, that is true.
Well, but on the iPad, you just get a really cool
case.
You know, case. Yeah, exactly. You get a kickstand, man. You get a really
cool. Well, that's the exact same way with the Kindle Fire.
Yeah, and my phone, which I have propped up in a case. Kickstand cases are awesome. I love them.
I do like kickstand cases. They are nice.
Because it makes my phone look like a cool little desk clock right now. But anyways.
Let's see. It actually weighs 14 ounces.
So not even a pound.
14.6. No, but it's close.
You said 10 pounds.
I know. I'm exaggerating, yep. But it feels like, it definitely feels like 10 pounds after an hour of holding it with one hand.
Yeah, but we're geeks, and so we really don't know the weight of things. We just call it whatever, right?
Yeah.
And plus, we're weak. We don't work out.
That's right.
You, I mean, you may not work out.
Is our thumbs with our joysticks.
You may not work out.
That's right.
I work out occasionally.
We dominate at thumb wrestling.
That's right.
Definitely.
I don't know what's wrong with you. You better get back into the swing of things here with our thumbs.
Alrighty, so anything else?
Not really.
Haven't watched anything interesting?
Yes, but I'm actually going to save that till my next I recommend.
Oh, okay. So
I just found a new show.
That good, huh?
Yeah, I like it.
Huh. Hopefully I don't recommend it since my pick's right after this episode.
I would be very surprised.
I'm trying to think of what you...
No, went. Is it my pick after this episode?
No, your pick is for... Wait. Whose pick was
this
episode?
No, your pick is this episode. I picked Luther 2 weeks ago. Stuart picked...
No, my pick is next week.
No.
My pick is next week. His pick is this week. Your pick was last week.
Yeah, because no. you picked Luther last episode. And I went with another UK show.
And then mine will be for next episode.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So this week, you mean. This week you pick.
Yeah, after this episode, after we talk about it, my pick. Yeah.
Yeah, and then I pick next week.
Yeah.
That's right.
See, now you're really making me confused.
You're the one confusing us. We're the ones. It's like, why?
Well, we know what we're talking about.
We've been doing this show a lot longer, so you've been on only a few episodes, so chill out.
Okay, strike two for me, right?
No strike yet. But anyways, so I guess what have you been up to, Harold, since you want to...
Dude.
You're so excited.
Man, I'm excited. It's a great week. I was sick all week, so I didn't do much, but stay home. Wasn't feeling the greatest. But I did pick up this really cool game called Star Wars Legacy. Now, I know you guys have played that, right?
No, I have not. I've heard about it.
You get to man and, like, play your own Star Force cruisers, man, and you go through and you get to, like, kill all the bad guys in their spaceships. And you go through the different planets. And I had a lot of fun playing that. And I can't wait tomorrow to see if I can talk to Jamie Gray from the Vault Reviews and see if we can play some online together.
Star Wars Legacy.
Like, yeah. And it's by Bethesda.
For what system? Like the Xbox?
For 360. For Xbox. I got it for $15 from GameStop. Huge.
See, I got to look this up because I
definitely heard of it.
You guys need to go pick it up. It is actually a pretty fun game. And then I also picked up used, which I was telling you before the show, I picked up Madden 12. And just like in real life, the Dolphins suck in the game. And that's really all I've been doing this week.
Okay.
Star Wars Legacy.
Star Wars Legacy, man. And it's by Bethesda.
It's zero search results on GameStop.
Look online. Look. It's really good. You get the you got 5 captains, 3 heirs, 1 legacy. Experience all 40 years of Star Trek as you test your strength and tactical skills in real time combat. Featuring
Star Trek.
It's Star Trek.
That's what I said.
You said Star Wars.
You said Star Wars.
Oh, Sorry, Star Trek.
Okay.
I have played Star Trek Legacy. I have played that.
Okay, that clears things up, because I'm thinking, what the hell game is this? I don't understand.
But the game is great. I really, really have enjoyed it.
Yeah. I'm not that big of a Star Trek fan, though, honestly.
I'm not either, but that was a pretty fun game.
Yeah, I mean, I got a gift card to GameStop. I'm looking over a few things. You've suggested a bunch of stuff, and I'm trying to think of what I actually do want to grab with it. So I guess I'll...
Well, if you want, you could also go online and... what is that game called? Crimson Alliance. That's a really fun game, too.
Yeah. I don't know. There's all kinds of games that I still need to play, and that you've suggested a few in the last couple weeks, and then other people have, and so I just need to sit down and decide what to get, but yeah.
Well, the good thing is that a lot of games will be going on sale pretty soon, because you'll be getting all the summer games coming up again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, not even summer, you know. What is it? March, or end of February, lots of stuff are starting to come out. Like Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
Ghost Recon.
Mass Effect.
Well, that Ghost Recon game looked really good.
Mass Effect, yeah.
You guys going to get Mass Effect day one?
No.
I am. Well, I actually play Mass Effect.
Yeah.
I mean, I played Mass Effect. It's just I don't see myself buying it day one.
Yeah, fair enough. I honestly need to start following gaming news a lot more now and see what all is coming up, because I've kind of fallen out of it.
No, but you do a great job with all the tech news, man. See, that's the thing. You do all the tech news, and I can do some game news. How's that?
Well, I can always do both, but yeah. Anyways, so that's it. Nothing else.
That's it, man. Just as I said, just been sick, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. I was sick a couple days ago too. But anyways, I guess. Well,
don't give it to me.
Well.
Okay.
Oh man.
Just don't lick your microphone, Stuart, or your headset. Don't lick your headset. You won't get sick.
Well, how else am I supposed to clean it then?
Alrighty, I guess for me, let's see, not a lot of stuff to watch lately. Because some shows are doing new episodes, some are still doing repeats, and a lot of my favorite shows aren't even airing right now. So just not much of watching anything except for I recommend, and we'll touch on that later. Did I talk about my mouse last episode? No, I didn't get... I don't know. I got a new mouse for the Old Republic, or just PC gaming in general. And I really like it. It's a wired mouse. It's the Logitech G300. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... I guess 9 programmable buttons, it says. But you're really not going to program 9 of them, because 3 of them is the right click, left click, and the scroll wheel. You're not gonna reprogram those. So there's really only, you know, 6 programmable buttons. I need to talk to you, Stuart, about how to set things to program.
Okay, buttons. That's not a bad mouse.
Yeah, I showed it to you, or before I bought it, and you said it pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm liking it. There's 3 different modes, so one button changes the mode. So I guess there's really only like 5 buttons you can program. So it's kind of, you know, it's not exactly 9, but yeah, it's pretty good. I'm liking it. I'm liking it a lot. It's a lot better than the cheap, crappy mouse from Walgreens I had. And it's a lot smoother since it's wired and not wireless.
Yeah, I really like Logitech gaming stuff.
Yeah,
like that's what I use. I use their G series.
Well, I was looking at the Razer stuff for the last like year, because you know they're gaming focused and everybody rants and raves about them. And then you were talking about you have a Logitech keyboard and all that. So I was looking at the mouses and this is a pretty good deal. I think I got this for $30.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. So I'm really liking it. Cleaned up my little, I guess, man cave area. Got a real computer desk in here. Got everything set up, a monitor, everything reset up. So it's a lot more comfortable to be at my computer now. So that's something that happened. Before I had an old like it was fitting in a corner. It was like cornered. It was a corner desk just for like writing stuff. Right, it was an old desk. Not even way before. It was made way before computers even existed. So. Or personal computers anyways. I mean, seriously, this desk is like 30 years, if not, you know, or even older. So it's nice to have a real computer desk where I can slide my, you know, my computer chair right up to and whatnot and sit at. So that's something awesome. The Old Republic and just been looking at the internet. Looking at the stuff for CES, a lot of stuff, like 90% of it's stuff like, yeah, okay, new TVs and this, new TVs that, new computers, new tablets, all this and that. But you were talking about the Tested podcast. I've been listening to those too. And when they were talking about the 4K TVs, that's mm-hmm. actually something I'm kind of looking forward to is TVs that are actually movie quality, you know, theater quality. Because
I said, it really is kind of useless below like 50 inches.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I'm going to buy it anytime soon. I'm just saying I'm looking forward to, you know, having the theater experience in home in the future. Because, you know, I love having the theater experience, but I don't go, you know, it's kind of getting pricey and I don't like to deal with other people and, you know, have to find seats and get stuck in a crappy seat and floors are sticky or whatever, or, you know, rude people and all this. There's a lot of, you know, the movie experience is really good, but there's a lot of things that, you know, make me think, you know,
idiots are playing with their phone the whole time.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that make me say, you know, I really don't need, I can just wait till this comes to, you know, video or not.
Or your girlfriend has to go to the bathroom right at the good parts.
Yeah.
Because she drank the whole soda.
A bunch of stuff. So I'm definitely looking forward to having.
Well, then I guess I'm weird because I enjoy that.
Do you enjoy the sticky floors at the movie theater?
I do. Because I'm at the movie theater. That's what I expect.
Nah, see.
Dude, I want the biggest TV with the best sound I can get. And you know what? I'll be happy because I don't want to have to go out and mingle with the public.
I'm with you. I tell people I'm not racist. I hate everybody equally. Because most people just irritate me. But not you guys. I don't hate you guys. So,
why? Thank you.
I guess I go to the movie theaters to people watch.
Yeah, I guess I know.
But you don't have to do that. You go to Walmart. Walmart's open 24 hours and it's free.
Or you can just go to peopleofwalmart.com and not even have to leave your house.
True. I the Walmart here. I could have snapped a couple of pictures and put that on peoplewalmart.com.
Oh, you need to do that. You need to do that. One of us needs to do there that some, and have our own.
There's some interesting people that at my Walmart.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm just looking forward to maybe in 10 years having, you know, a big TV, like maybe, you know, maybe 70 inches by then will be, you know, affordable for the average person. Maybe 5 years, I don't know. But having a nice large TV with, you know, like Harold said, great picture, great sound, and not having to deal with, you know, the people.
Well, I'm gonna shout out my Stuart from Page to Screen, because what about the ultraviolet things now that are coming with your Blu-rays?
Oh, you mean the digital copies?
Yeah, that are stored in the cloud. which now with some of those new TVs you're talking about, we'll be able to just to pull them right off the cloud, right?
Yeah, that's cool, but
See,
I'm thinking the movie. I'm honestly thinking with the movie theaters, the experiences. I think movie theaters are going to become extinct soon, and things are just gonna. We're just gonna be able to have the experience at home in the future. You know, movies will come straight. You know, at a premium price, they'll come. You know, you can watch them early or whatnot, and at least that's what I hope. I would love that. I would love that.
That's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, there are some. There are people who are doing stuff like that. Like Kevin Smith, he did Red State, but like that, where he released them. You know, he had screenings, but he really released them. The video on demand services, like all of them, and he had them for like. You know, you could rent it for like $10 before you can rent it $10 on the video demand services, and then you know, a month after or 2 months after it released on, you know, DVD and Blu-ray at Redbox and stuff like that. You know, I thought that I listened to his podcast during that whole time. I don't anymore, but I did, and I just thought that was an awesome experience or awesome thing to do and way to do things, and I just hope things like that happen sooner.
But with box office numbers,
you go ahead and then I'll make my point.
But with box office numbers the way they are, that will not happen as often as you hope. It might happen occasionally with people like Kevin Smith, but it won't. No.
But with TVs that are with TVs that are theater quality, I think people are going to be. You know, whenever they start coming into people's houses, I think they'll be weary to, because if you had a TV that was theater quality, you know, would you go out to the theaters more often, or would you go out lot less and just wait for the stuff so you could watch it on your TV?
I like watching everything on my TV.
Well, that's like asking, hey, do you want a Ferrari or do you want to walk?
Dude, let me tell you what's great. This is what's great. I can watch it at home on my TV. I can order a pizza with my phone. They will deliver me my pizza. I can even pay for everything with my credit card through my phone. I don't have to move off my couch, right? Why not just enjoy the best of everything at home?
I agree.
And you just use the speaker box, put the pizza down, and walk away. You never interact with anybody then.
I don't want to interact with people. I interact with enough people at work that are assholes. I don't want to deal with them here when I'm home.
Exactly. I'm with you there.
That's... I mean, I have to scan the homeless, stinky, drunk bum who comes into my emergency room and falls and says he hits his head at 2 in the morning. Or I have to freaking scan the drunk, stinky Mexican that gets out of the strip club at 4 in the morning who decided to be an asshole and not go home and then has to be scanned because he got beat up by the police in West Palm Beach. I don't want to deal with them when I go to the damn movies. I want to stay home.
I agree.
Those are all these specific instances. But
and Stuart, I'm not saying this would happen anytime soon. I'm just saying in the future, you know, I would love for that to happen. You know, maybe not 10 years. Maybe it'll take 15 or 20. But, you know, I think things are going that way. I honestly do.
Yeah, I do too. It's just I don't want it to go that way. I don't want it to go the way of
why
of surrogates.
Why?
Because I like I like interacting with people. I do.
Well, you might
says the man with 1,000 hours in World of Warcraft.
There might be cases where you can still interact with people through Skype. You know, you can see them online. Or better yet, get a Apple phone and you can
or have your friends,
you know,
come
do the video chat.
Have your friends come over and watch the movies theater, and you know.
But that's the thing.
Have your own
that's
mini
the
theater.
Yeah. Our kids wouldn't have the friends because they would have no social interaction. They would not have physical.
No,
friends.
School.
They'd have to go to school.
Yeah, unless you're just gonna homeschool them.
If the government goes the way it's going to go, I'm not going to get into that. But
it's like you've been on the other side, so you know. I'm afraid for when I do have kids.
Yeah. Let's just say a politician in a state I live in said, I quote, teachers are overpaid whiners.
I would agree with that at times. They're whiners. I don't think they're overpaid.
Well, he's saying they're overpaid. All they do is whine, and they're getting paid, basically.
I mean, teachers need to get paid a little more because they have to deal with our brat-ass kids, but they do whine a lot.
Yeah. We could just go on this for a while, so I'm just going to say that's it with me. I guess we can get into topics. Stuart, you had a topic you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, like I told you guys before the show, I don't follow CES for the, hey, new TV, a new netbook, you know, because that I expect that kind of stuff. I follow it for the Roku stick for the smart refrigerators.
Yeah, those stuff are pretty cool, I gotta admit.
That one you will never, ever see. At least not for the next 50 years.
I don't know, maybe 10 years, maybe 10, 15 years.
No. Well, okay, how often do you replace your fridge? Okay, your parents. How often do your parents replace their fridge?
I don't know. We need a new fridge soon, though.
My parents have had the same fridge since they moved into that house 23 years ago, and it works great.
That's true, but, you know, our generation or our generation-ish will be, you know, we'll be settling down, going into our own places and needing to buy refrigerators and stuff. And
yes, but until the refrigerators now break, you're not going to go out and replace your fridge for the hell of it.
But, okay, what all do you need in your refrigerator besides an ice maker?
A TV. Food? I'm kidding.
I don't need a TV in my refrigerator because I don't have a big enough kitchen to watch.
I'm kidding. But what did you say, Stuart? Food?
I said food.
Well, that was a given, son.
But you brought up the smart fridge. Why don't you talk about it, Stuart?
They were at CES last year, and they're back again. They're basically refrigerators that will tell you when your food's about to go bad, so you can just go ahead and eat it. Which, you know, in itself is not a bad concept. It's just that, one, they're really expensive, and you won't see, like I said, you will not replace your fridge until it breaks.
I just don't see how it tells you food is bad. Like, how does it know?
Maybe you got to scan in the barcode before you put it in or something.
Well, the example that was given was fruit. You know, it will let you know when your fruit is about to go bad.
How does it know you have fruit in there? Do you have to tell it, or?
I'm
put it in the drawer.
There's probably sensors in there that tells, you know, like, hey, we're detecting this type of chemical, which is released when food is starting to go bad.
Okay, I really don't like that because when Skynet happens, they're just gonna say, oh, your food is great, your food is fine, go ahead, eat it, it's amazing, and then we eat it and then we die. So yeah, I'm thinking about it. I don't like this thought at all. So.
Yeah, because well, I still haven't found any use for this refrigerator. Does it have an ice machine?
Yes.
But don't they have the ones that did you listen to the Tested podcast where they were talking about the fridge where it had that special cooler section? Or,
yes, where it will cool your beer in half the time.
No, it'll cool your beer in like 5 minutes.
Now, you know what?
Which is nice about half
beer
the time.
Would be nice. I might have to call my honey bunny to get me a beer.
But yeah, I don't know. But that's the smart fridges, I guess. I don't know. I don't really care too much about them, but
I just think it's really interesting.
Oh yeah.
But I also mentioned the Roku stick. I think that's really interesting too.
Oh yeah. And I mean they I've seen a bunch of different little devices that are kind of like those that are like, I saw one that was like half the size of a credit card that basically was a set-top box for TV and internet and all that. There's some crazy stuff, but you don't have the Roku stick in the notes.
No, I don't. I'm just doing this off of my head.
Okay.
The Roku stick is basically, it replaces the Roku box. And it just plugs in into your HDMI port. That's all it does. And the HDMI port will actually power the device.
If it's a certain HDMI, if it's a newer TV like the old generation.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know how exactly it works because I didn't really know that you could power anything with the HDMI
port. Well, they talked about it on Tested.
I know that's how I learned about it.
Yeah, and they said the older ones wouldn't work, but yeah. Well, you can power stuff with phone cables, I think. I think there's a way to do that even.
Yeah, that's how phones work.
Yeah. So it's all crazy though.
Yeah, but what I do have that I have in the notes is an emergency cell phone.
The emergency cell phone idea looked good.
Yes, which it's not a cell phone you're going to use every single day. It's a cell phone that you plug. You put a AAA battery, or not AAA, a double A battery into, and it supposedly will keep that phone charged and working for 15 years.
It's not just a normal battery though, too, right?
Yeah, it says
Energizer Ultimate Lithium.
Yeah, but you don't ever use the phone, so it just keeps it in there, and the battery will be good for 15 years without it going and giving you all that crud.
Yeah,
right.
But then once you use it, the battery goes.
Probably. I don't know.
You know what I want?
I like this idea.
Well, yeah, I mean, it also just depends, you know. It's like you said, the battery lasts, you know, 15 years in it, but once you start making calls and... Yeah, it's great for emergencies, but you couldn't like have this as a regular cell phone.
No, that's why it's an emergency phone.
Yeah, so it's a really great idea. I definitely think once this goes on.
Does it only dial one number?
No, it's got a full keypad.
It's in the show notes.
Cool. No, I looked at it. I was just asking one question because I didn't get that far.
Oh yeah, but yeah, when this comes out, I think I'm definitely gonna. Get it and get a couple and have them stuffed in all the glove boxes. And
for us. Well, it's about $50.
Hey, that's a price to pay.
You know where you got to put it, though? You got to put it in your fish and tackle box.
Yeah. Or this is, you know, it's not only for glove boxes. Like, you say if there's a natural disaster, you know, like, say in Oklahoma, you know, we have tornadoes. If a tornado happens and we don't have any power and, you know, we weren't anticipating this, and our cell phones run out of juice. We got something like this. You know, it's a really great idea. I could see many, many uses for something like this.
Yeah,
I wonder if it'd work after a hurricane.
Well, it comes with a micro SIM card, so it's going to work wherever a cell phone's going to work.
Yeah, but what happens if the cell phone towers are down?
Then you're screwed.
And what carrier is this for, or does it just generic?
It doesn't say.
See, that something like that would be.
It's for government mobile. Obama mobile.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm looking at the press release and that Ultimate Lithium battery. That's the longest lasting AA battery around. Yeah, well,
it actually says in this. Just from a single AA battery. It doesn't. It just Energizer is the one who is one of the companies behind it. So of course they're going to use the most powerful battery.
Okay. It boasts an incredible talk time of 10 hours and can keep its charge for 15 years. So you only get 10 hours of talk time out of more than one battery. But I think in
10 hours I can say, help, I've crashed in a ditch.
Yeah, but still, you have this and you have a pack of AA batteries and you have that as for like an emergency, you're set to go.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's definitely an interesting device. Anyways, I guess I'll start talking about my topics that are not CES related, get those out of the way. Xbox Live games coming to Android and iPhone. The iPhone already has the Microsoft, you know, Xbox app or whatever, but there's no way to play games. You can basically just, I think, see your friends list and stuff like that. Maybe send messages, but they're planning to release, you know, be able to play Xbox Live games and I guess get achievements and stuff like that on iOS and Android. What do you guys think about that?
Well, I think as long as they don't do it like PlayStation was rumored to do it. Remember, PlayStation was rumored that you could integrate your PlayStation games with your PSP, but then you'd have to buy them on two systems.
Yeah, But this is going to be mobile games, not like normal Xbox games. This is going to be like what?
But as long as if I buy it on my iOS, as long as it would integrate over to my Xbox for free, and I'm not rebuying it on Xbox Live, I have no problem.
I assume
it's going to work the same exact way.
So it's not necessarily going to be Xbox games. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be games, and it's going to have the Xbox brand. But I don't think you're going to be able to play these on your Xbox.
It's going to be Microsoft mobile games that link to your account. Xbox Live account. Yeah.
All right.
So
sounds cool.
Yeah. What do you think, Stuart?
I look forward to it, even though I don't play games on my phone at all. I would just like to have it, to have that option for me not to use. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to it because I do play. I don't play extensively, but I'll play some tower defense games, or I'll play Peggle or Plants vs. Zombies, or I'm trying to look to see what all games I Angry Birds every now and then, Bejeweled. I've got the game with the blocks. What's that called again?
Tetris?
No, it was
Blockus.
What?
Blockus?
No, it's the where you build stuff. The PC game, and now it's on everything now. Minecraft.
Oh, okay. Right,
yeah, I got that on. I don't understand.
Don't play it on mobile devices. Don't play Minecraft.
It works the same way, I think, on my phone that it does on the computer, but I still don't understand what. Don't understand what Minecraft is. I mean, it's the official Minecraft. It's the official one.
I know, but it doesn't play this. It's totally dead different.
Okay, I just don't understand what Minecraft is, but I don't understand the point of that. But yeah, and you know,
I haven't played Minecraft in a while.
I got SimCity on here. I got for like, I think it was 10 cents. It was one of those games for 10 cents on Android during this holiday sales. So I mean, I got a bunch of games, and I'm trying to get through them. That, you know, I got a bunch for cheap for 10 cents during that 10 days of, you know, 10 cents each apps for Android. So I'm going through games, but it'd be cool to be able to play some of the little, you know, Xbox games and get achievements while I'm on the go, or be able to send messages and stuff like that, and you know, be able to interact, be able to do Xbox, you know, integrated stuff on my phone. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. I definitely am. And you know, even if I don't use it that much, it's like you said, you're looking forward to having a choice. You know, I love more options. Who doesn't like to have more options?
That's right.
Options are good, especially with women.
I don't think I quite heard you. You have to say that a bit louder.
I said options are good, especially with women. Variety is the spice of life.
Alrighty, and I guess the next topic, this post is like today, but I saw this a couple days ago. I don't know if it was part of CES or not, but I guess Nuance Communications, they're best known for, you know, the Dragon Dictation software, and they recently just bought Swipe too, so that's the new builds of Swipe have Dragon Dictation, which basically Dragon Dictation was you speak and it, you know, it basically types, or it inputs what you say, and it works pretty well. And I guess they also were the creators of Siri on the iPhone, but now they have an app for Android called Dragon Go, where, well, basically it's kind of like Siri, but it looks a lot, I mean, I don't know, it looks a lot cooler. The video, which I'm going to put all these links in the actual post. I'm not going to be lazy this episode. I'm going to put all the links in it, in the show notes. The video shows the guy, you know, it's really cheesy. It's a cheesy video.
But what I didn't hear from that video was the phone talking back.
Yeah, I can't remember if. No, it does. I don't know if there's a setting where you can do that or not. I've been messing around with this app, but I haven't done, just, you know, I haven't dived in the settings to change stuff. But he basically the video is he's like, oh, he gets a text message from, like, I guess his significant other, and he's like, oh, it's like anniversary, and he's like, oh crap, and then he's like, you know,
oh crap, I forgot my anniversary again. I need to do something about that.
Yeah, the only time he actually speaks normally is when he's speaking to the phone to show that, you know, you don't have to, you can just speak normally to your phone and it'll pick it up, which...
Well, actually, according to that video, actually, you can talk into the earpiece and it'll hear you too, because I noticed he actually did that a couple times too.
Okay, well...
He started talking into the top of his phone.
Well, maybe
I thought that was kind of weird. That was kind of weird.
Maybe it just picked up from wherever the mic is, or I don't know where the mics are on his phone. But yeah, that. But basically, you know, he was like, you know, reservation at wherever 7 o'clock, and it did it. And then he's what was the next thing?
Well, flower store. We assume it did it. It didn't show anything.
Well, it
didn't show anything. It just made
reservation. The phone. It showed the phone switch to a screen, and he was like, okay, there it is, and. So, I mean, it didn't zoom into the phone.
The only part of the screen that we saw was it picking up his voice, that little scope, whatever the lines are. Yeah, that's all we saw of it. We never saw it go to any other screen but that. It always cut away before it supposedly went to those screens.
No, that's not true. That's not true. I'm looking at it right now, and it's on something. It's showing the app, and it's... says like open table or whatever, Boston/New England. It like it's searching for the restaurant. I'm looking at it right now. So it actually did show the different stuff, and it's shown the florist, you know, number and all that. Well, not the number, but the location and all that. So
that must be a longer video, because that's not the video I saw.
It's the same video, 1:02. If you actually watched it,
I did.
Well, if you look at it again, I'm watching it muted, but basically the app communicates with so many different things, like, you know, Google, Spotify, Yelp, YouTube, AccuWeather, Ask.com, Dictionary.com, ESPN, Facebook, Fandango, Last.fm, Pandora, Twitter, all kinds of stuff. So basically anything you need, you can just, you know, talk to the app, tell it, and it'll search and it'll find it. And it's a really good app. I've been using it, you know, not extensively, but I've been using it, you know, because I didn't think it was going to be a huge... I didn't see any real major news posts until today about it. But it's a pretty cool app. I was definitely going to share it with you either way, Stuart, because...
I would definitely check it out just to try it. How much is it?
It's free.
Is it free? Oh, great.
It's free. Mm-hmm.
Free is the best price.
Yeah, my favorite number. So, and they've got, I think it's still free. It should still, yep, free. So, yeah, and with the company buying Swipe, I don't know where all it's going to go, so... But the app is pretty cool. It's if you got an Android phone, I definitely recommend Dragon Go. And there's an exclamation mark after Go, so definitely recommend getting it. And it works with 2.1 and above, and most phones are either running 2.2 or 2.3 now. I think the majority of phones are now running 2.3, or majority of Android phones now, so... Most people, probably, you know, the majority of Android users will be able to use this, so it's a great free app. So
downloading now.
Alrighty, and I guess time to bring up my CES topics. You know, there were a lot, like you were saying, there were a lot of like new computers, new phones, new this, new that, and a lot of like, oh well, we've slightly, you know, done this to this, and I've basically skipped all of those.
Hey, we made a 3D TV. You guys still like 3D TVs, right? Because we made a lot of them. We did.
Well, there are a lot of non-3D TV, non-glass, you know, glasses-free TVs, and TVs where the glasses aren't as bad, and they're the passive that don't need batteries, and the lenses are now clear, so they actually just look like regular glasses, and there's
a going to look great over top of my glasses.
Well, two says you can't get a prescription that can do that. So,
and how come I spent all this money to get my eyes fixed?
Yeah,
I spent all my money to get my eye fixed. I don't want to put glasses back on.
Yeah, lad. That's why they're coming out with glasses free 3D TVs, but that's not what we're here to talk about. There is, however, LG, I guess, LG's. How would you pronounce that, Stuart?
LG Cloud Gaming?
No, LG Cloud. It's like.
Oh, the.
Geeky!
Gaiki.
Gaiki. Whatever. Basically, they're going to do cloud gaming now. And I think this is stupid. I basically brought this up because I just think this is dumb. And I figured we could just all talk about how dumb it is.
It's dumb. Because
On
Live does it better.
Yeah, On Live does it better. A lot better. They even have it where you can play on tablets now.
Yeah, I totally remember that. On Live can now do your Windows desktop. Like it will actually, remote your Windows desktop to your iPad.
Yeah,
meaning you could technically play the Old Republic on your iPad.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
Well, actually, a side tangent, I guess I heard I heard on an Old Republic podcast somebody was using remote access with their phone to their computer, and while they were at work and they were doing crafting, they were just doing crafting while they were at their work.
Yeah, I heard that too.
So I thought that was hilarious, and you know, I have a remote desktop app now, so. Not for that, but I have one and I've been trying it out and it's pretty cool. But yeah, the On Live is, you know, is a great technology. They're doing amazing stuff. Not only games, they're doing that, and you know, I've checked it out on my phone, and I haven't played anything on my phone, but I've checked out their view, you know, where you're able to view other people playing stuff, and you know, it all looks great and fantastic. And
I'm actually very happy that on Live is as successful as it is.
Yeah, because I mean, when it was announced, a lot of people were getting people were getting excited about it, and then when it released, people were like, "This doesn't have that many great games. It's not, you know." And then all of a sudden, you know, after it had a rough launch, and then now it's pretty successful. It's getting bigger and bigger. And you know, now that I'm getting more into PC gaming, I may give that a try. But I'm looking forward to that technology being like everywhere, because I would love to be able to like not have to have a massive PC and be able to play like the Old Republic and have all this everything rendered and you know everything done on their end. That'd be awesome.
Oh yeah, I've heard of a possible future where if On Live really takes off, that we won't need video cards anymore. All you really need is the motherboard.
Yeah, it's just the processing power.
That's it.
The CPU.
Yeah, that's it. And everything else will be streamed in, and you use cloud storage for everything. So as long as you're connected to the internet, and honestly, who isn't? You're gold.
Yeah, which I think that would be a lot more that would be a lot more appealing to non-PC gamers.
I think that'll be appealing to everybody.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that would get people more into PC gaming, and you know, I'm sure consoles are heading that way. Everyone's predicting that the next, you know, that next console launches, maybe they'll have something like that, or they're working on it down the line to try to do something like that.
Don't know.
But yeah, LG trying to do something cloud gaming right now, I think is just dumb. I mean, the little picture in the article, the TV, they have like Bulletstorm, Limbo, NBA 2K12, Super Street Fighter 4, Arcade Edition, Need for Speed the Run. So they got titles, you know, but
yeah. Yeah, but like the video shows Super Street Fighter 4. Arcade Edition. He's like, and as the guy's talking, it's loading. And loading.
See, that's not the That's not the game you would want to have. You'd, I mean, I don't see fighting games ever being cloud gaming.
No, especially since latency makes or breaks that.
Exactly. So if you're say if you're closer to one of their servers than I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it's just. But anyways,
That's why online fighting games haven't taken off that well.
Yeah, online tournaments for fighting games and stuff like that. But yeah, I just think it's dumb because, you know, OnLive's already doing this, and then for people who aren't doing OnLive, they've got, you know, PCs or, you know, their consoles. So why the hell is LG getting into gaming all of a sudden?
I don't, because that's where most of the money is.
Did they get tired of making or coming up with smart fridges? but I don't know. It's dumb. What do you think, Harold? You've been kind of quiet.
Everybody needs to get into gaming so they can make some money off of everybody. That's all.
So you really think this is a good idea?
It probably is a good idea for them to get into it because they think they can make a profit off of somebody. Now, am I going to buy it? No. You know, I don't need it. I already have everything I need. And as I even said before, when Xbox changes to the 780 or whatever they're going to, I won't be needing a new one of those either. I'll stick with my 360.
Yeah. But basically, I just wanted to have one article where we didn't go, oh my god, that's amazing or that's cool. I wanted to have something where we would all be like, that's just stupid. So good job, LG. You got our that's just stupid award.
Now, will they make it? Will they make it all streaming into their TV also, so that you can play with it through LG TVs?
That's what it is.
But I mean, you can play with it in their LG phones, right?
This is a TV.
It's just a TV.
But now they see if they're really going to do their cloud service right, they need to make it where you can also play on the go and play with the LG phone. Wouldn't that make it even better?
Yeah, but I don't think
Sony's been trying to do that, and they're not doing great at that.
I don't think LG is that. I don't think they're real worried about trying to get an ecosystem. I don't think LG's really that concerned about that. But it would make sense.
But if they're
going to
do it right.
Yeah, but they're not. I don't think they are doing it right. But
well, then don't do it at all. You shouldn't do it at all if you're not going to do it right.
That's right.
Exactly.
But what LG is doing that is kind of good is they made the world's largest OLED TV.
True.
At 55 inches, the screen, and it's
less go ahead.
And it's 4 millimeters thick.
Less than half the thickness of my phone. And my phone's pretty thin.
4 millimeters. That's not a typo. 4 millimeters, and there's no edge on it whatsoever. It's all screen.
Yeah, well, I think you're going to have to have it. They're going to have to put an edge on it for if it's, you know, when it gets to the consumer's hand.
The edge is barely visible.
Yeah, but that's got to be expensive, and just, I don't know, something that thin, I'm, there's gets to a point where it's too thin, I think. I think that would be too thin for me to have. That I would want. I wouldn't want something that thin.
Well, we've been seeing these ultra thin TVs for years at CES, and I've never seen one in the stores. I've never actually seen one out in the wild.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I personally, I would not want to. You know, I don't care if my TV. I think an inch or 2 inches thick. That's perfectly fine for a TV. You know, that's thin enough for me. Maybe that's just because I've been, my personal TV for the longest has been one of those old fashioned TVs that's like, you know, a foot thick or a foot and a half thick. So, but yeah, I don't know. It just, that just seems so thin. That just seems too thin. I'd be afraid that it would break like easily.
You gotta go with the times though, son. It's time to get thinner TVs.
Like say, you know, well, I don't know how the, I don't know. I just think there's a thing. There's just too thin for some people, I think. But anyways, that's pretty cool too. I'll definitely add that and keep that in the add that to the show notes. Wow, that's got to be expensive because OLED is not a cheap thing.
No, it's not.
Not at all. But anyways, I guess cloud gaming. Let's go to the Gorilla Glass 2. What did you think? Everybody, Gorilla Glass. Gorilla Glass was, you know, announced and demoed off to begin with, I thought it was the coolest thing because I saw videos where they, you know, they took like they took like a bunch of nails and they, you know, they tried scratching the screens and it really didn't do anything to it and
carrying it on and it wasn't breaking.
The Gorilla case kit, those were actually kind of really cool. That was awesome. Because I'm actually due for a new case for my iPod, and I'm thinking now that I might just have to invest into the Gorilla case.
Well, is there a case? I thought it's glass, like for cell phone screens.
Yeah, that's what's on the iPhone 4S.
That's what's on my phone.
But what I'm looking at is, can't you buy it separately though, or you put it in there? No,
I don't think so.
Without taking the phone apart.
Yeah, it's. And is it really on the iPhone 4S? Because the iPhone 4S breaks a lot, you know, breaks really easily.
The 4S, not
the 4. The 4S breaks pretty easily.
I'm pretty sure it's on the 4S.
Well, I know it's on my phone, and I've seen test videos. I can even where they've, you know, dropped them at certain heights, and the iPhone 4S breaks like dropping just a couple feet, and mine, you know. You can drop from head height and it doesn't break. So I don't know if the 4S uses real glass. It uses actual glass, not iPhone uses glass. Like,
I don't know. Maybe I was thinking that was Gorilla Glass.
No, but Gorilla Glass is strong, and the Gorilla Glass 2 is like a lot stronger. Like they were testing it on this video, and it was holding up to, trying to fast forward to it, over 100 pounds of pressure. I
just think from what I saw on that video, it was cool, and I want it on my stuff.
Oh yeah, and Gorilla Glass, regular Gorilla Glass, has been around for like I said, it's on my phone, my Android phone. It's on all kinds of Android phones at the moment. It may even be on your phone, Stuart. I don't know.
No, I want to say Gorilla Glass came out maybe around the end of 2009. No, I'm sorry, 2010.
I just think it's cool and I want it.
Yeah, because, you know, I used to fix phones and repair phones, and iPhones were like the ones we saw the most, and it was always because broken screens, because...
That's because idiots tried to run them over with their cars.
No, they would like, it fell off the counter, or, oh, I had it in my hand and I, you know, dropped it in the parking lot, or, oh, I just, you know, I knocked it only a foot, or, you know, they break really easy. They truly do. If you look at if you look on YouTube, I can point you to some videos, but they break pretty easily.
Yeah, my friend at work, Steve, he had to replace his iPhone. He went to like the swap shop and had them change out like 4 times because he'd just keep dropping it, or the kids would drop it, or, you know, and it would break.
Yeah, and my phone's got Gorilla Glass, and I've got a case for it. But even when I don't have the case on all the time. I mostly just have it when I'm out and about. But when I'm at home, you know, I'm more in control of this environment, but I've dropped it, you know, I've dropped it a couple times, and, you know, not even a scratch on this thing. It's scratch resistance. It really, really, truly, Gorilla Glass is amazing. It doesn't break. It really takes a lot to break Gorilla Glass. And yours does have Gorilla Glass, Stuart.
It does?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was out at that time.
Yeah. According to GSM Arena, the specs, it says Corning Gorilla Glass. So,
oh great, I can start stomping on my phone with with high heels now.
I wouldn't say I wouldn't do that. I would definitely not suggest that. But wait, you have high heels?
Well, he says he walks around in bikinis when he plays his when he plays Star Wars. So why wouldn't he have some high heels?
In real life, so you have high heels in real life, Stuart.
Hey, quad core phones.
okay then. But yeah, the Gorilla Glass 2, I mean it's crazy, and I'm just looking forward to phones getting they're getting slicker and thinner, but they're getting tougher as well because of stuff like this. So I'm really excited because whenever I drop my phone, I'm just like, oh God, please don't. And then I'm like, oh, it's fine. Duh, it's Gorilla Glass. So, that's my biggest fear is like my phone breaking, because that's like one of the most expensive things I own at the moment is my phone.
Yeah. Now the inside may shatter on impact, but your glass will be fine.
Well, you got certain phones now that have like Kevlar backs to them, so. Like I think the Droid Razor has Kevlar on it. It's like the back of it is Kevlar and stuff like. So they're making phones tough, but still thin and sleek and so. Anyways,
they're hefties, man.
Yeah, hefty. But anyways, quad core phones. The video you watched it, right, Stuart?
I watched some of it, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you watched it, Harold, but basically...
I watched part of that video before the link you just gave.
Okay, yeah.
The link, yeah, I watched part of the video. It's just taking forever for it to load with me on Skype and everything else going on with my PC. Now, if I had a Mac, it probably wouldn't take...
No, it would still take it would still take long because your downloading porn in the background would still clog up your bandwidth.
Damn it, how'd you know I was downloading my Asian porn?
Just a wild guess. A new phone, this is just going to be an example of a discussion I want to have. Fujitsu's prototype of a phone running the Tegra 3 chip, which is quad-core, 4 processors. And they have it hooked up to a TV. And they have, I guess, it's a Bluetooth controller, and they're basically playing a game, and it looks pretty good. I gotta say, it doesn't look that bad. It's just a jet ski racing game or.
Yeah, it's Wipeout or something like that.
Yeah, so it's For what it is, it's pretty good. And Nvidia, they're like the head honchos of graphic card. So, and their Tegra 2 chips, their dual core chips right now, they're boasting, and they have certain games that are designed to work with and are supposed to be amazing. And then this phone also is toting LTE, that's great, HD display, but you can all, you they have it hooked up HDMI to a TV, has a 13 megapixel camera. So basically, I mean, this just has me thinking, it's going to get to a point where our phones are like everything. They're starting to replace computers. They're going to be replacing consoles, maybe not anytime soon, not next year, but eventually we're going to have, carrying around our devices that are basically everything that can just hook up to, TVs. If we want to play a game or watch a movie, or we can, hook them up to a monitor and have a blue keyboard and mouse and, cause they already have, the docks, the Motorola Atrix that can hook up to like a laptop shell and become basically like a laptop or a desktop shell or a little dock and be a desktop. So, eventually we're going to have just devices, like our phones that do like everything, because, they're starting to do all these different things in different aspects. And it's just a matter of time before all those different things come together in just like one device. So, I mean, what do you guys think about that? Because that just blows my mind. I'm just like, I'm just speechless because it's crazy.
I think before that point, we will get into the area where everybody is antisocial, just like you guys, and we all just plug into the internet and just do everything we have to just from our computer. Like every single job, we just do it from our computer at home.
Okay. And I'm not antisocial. I just don't like most people. Cause
you don't like people.
I like some people. I like my friends. I do. But other people, there's just other people just annoy me. People who are not my friends, I do not like. So, yeah.
Harold, what about you?
Okay, I guess he has no opinion on this topic, or he's not there.
No, I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, gotcha. You could have let us know in the Skype chat, just saying. But,
No, we had this entire conversation about you, but yeah, you weren't here to defend yourself.
Exactly.
See, this is a great thing where I get to listen to it now.
So
when I download the podcast,
we asked if we asked to let us know if you didn't watch gay porn and you weren't there to tell us. So you know the whole audience knows now that you do.
Well, since depends on how you define gay porn. Now, if you say two women. Lesbian porn, which is gay porn, yes, I watch lesbian porn. But now, two dudes, no. And I don't dress up in heels either.
Alrighty, but quickly, I was talking about the, you know, I don't know where you left me talking, but we got TVs now that can do the, or we got phones that can do like on live, and we can hook phones up to TVs and play games on the TVs, and you know we can. There's phones where you can hook it into like a laptop shell and use it as a laptop, and that's the you know everything is that. Or you can hook it up to a dock and use it as a desktop, and you know basically, what do you think about having a device that's basically everything in one? Like truly everything you use, like it's your computer, it's your phone, it's your, you know, game machine, it's your camera.
Well, my iPod, I think, is great, and that's almost everything in one except for the phone. I mean, and it's really great. I honestly love having the iPod. Now, as far as what you said, camera, I really like taking really good quality pictures, though. And so far, no mobile phone has been able to give good quality pictures. That is the only negative I've seen.
There are tons of phones that have really good cameras in them at the moment.
But they don't stand up to DSLRs.
Oh, yeah, but they that's heading there. I mean, this phone, you know, this prototype of this phone is a 13-megapixel camera. And when go ahead.
But my Nikon camera is with that multi-zoom lens. I just love that camera. I mean, I'm sorry. I get the best pictures you could ever get off of that camera.
Well, yeah, it's just gonna get to a point where the device has the same technology as, say, that camera in it. You know, I'm just imagining.
By the time phones get to that point, DSLRs will be past it. So,
I don't know, or maybe, but it is
nice that my iPod is faster than any notebook that I've seen out there.
You mean netbook?
That is true.
Yeah, than any netbook that I've seen out there. And, you know, the iPad is faster than a netbook, and it can do just about everything that netbook can do anyways. And it's, like, it is awesome the way things are going. The one negative is that you're going to always have to have a control or some sort. You got to have a control to play video games, because you know what? Playing video games without a control is not playing a video game.
Yeah, and they have controllers. And, like,
well, that's what the iCade is for. And there's a bunch of CES this year.
But they also have, like, on live, when you play on a tablet or your phone, they have a Bluetooth controller where it's like a 360 controller. But it's like Bluetooth.
Which is cool.
Yeah. What the devices are going to eventually be, it's going to eventually be, I mean, like I said, they have these in different iterations, but not in just one all in one device, but they, you know, they have phones where you can, you know, you're out on the go, you can stick your phone into a, you know, basically a blank shell that can be a laptop, or you can take your phone out of that, you know, you get to work, you can put it in the dock, use it, you know, type on keyboard, mouse, use it as computer, you can, you know, on the way home from work, you can listen to your music on it, or, you know, you can take pictures when, if you see stuff, then when you get home, you can hook it to your TV and watch a movie, or stream Netflix, Hulu, or, you know, pull out your controller and play games on it, and when you get a call, watch you porn. Can, you know, that too. I mean, I just, you know, but eventually devices are going to be like that, where it's everywhere. I mean, it's doing everything. You only need one thing. You only need one thing, and basically just, you know, it just plugs into everything.
And it's great. It just, you just need lots of power to keep it going, because that's the only problem that I have actually right now.
Well, I mean, if when you plug it into like your when you plug it into like say a computer, a dock to make it a desktop computer, it would definitely be charging. You know, that would be charging it, and then, you know, if you, I don't know about you, but car chargers are, you know, we got car chargers everywhere. So when you're in your car, you could charge it there, and then when you're at home, you can definitely charge it there. I'm just saying.
No, I know. I mean, it's just the only, as I said, the only drawback is that it, like, you always got to have them charging, or you always got to have them near a charger because they don't last long.
Yeah, and you know, battery technology is getting pretty good. I mean, my phone's a dual core, and it can last. You know, even with heavy use, it's able to last like about 12 hours. So that's something there. But yeah, I'm just been thinking about this, and it's going to get to a point where we have a device that just we take around and we hook up to tons of different things, and it's our only device. And I'm so looking forward to that time, because that means you only have to pay for basically one device. You don't have to, oh, I need a new computer. Oh, I need a new phone now. Oh, I need a new laptop. Oh, I need a new, you know, I need a new, you know, whatever movie player or new game console. Just being able to buy one, and then, you know, a year or two later, just being able to have to buy one versus having to, you know, buy a new phone this year and then a new, you know, game console the next year and then a new computer the next year. And that's just the way I see it.
Hey, that was a nice picture of the women, but then you ruined it with the picture of the men.
What picture of the men?
Stuart put a picture of women in the chat on that link he just put in, and it was a great picture of all the women hugging each other naked. But then you got the men on the bottom, and that was sick.
I guess I'm not gonna click on that link.
Dude, how could you?
Well, you know, maybe he did listen to it, so maybe he's upgrading to, you know, seeing it now. I don't know, but
man. You know, I think he's got strike one. That's his strike one for the year.
Strike one. Well, he can't really do strikes against Stuart or me because we're the co-owners of.
Yeah, but I'm giving him a strike. He gets two more strikes and I'm going to boycott talking to him.
That would make an interesting show where you're just talking to me and not him. That would be very, very interesting indeed.
Strike one.
Yeah, that's all my topics. Did you have anything you want to talk about?
I'm just excited for Monday night. We're going to get the premiere of Alcatraz.
Oh, that does look pretty good.
I'm kind of psyched about it because it's supposed to be the creators of Lost. And it's actually got that guy who played Hugo in Lost. And it's supposed to be a sci-fi kind of like paranormal activity kind of thriller, so I'm actually kind of psyched for it. And it's going to be on Fox.
It's on Fox.
Fox at I believe 8 o'clock. It's a 2-hour premiere.
Remember the last time they had a sci-fi show?
Well, but you know who was affiliated with their last sci-fi too? Steven Spielberg is not affiliated with this one.
Yeah, but. Did they say that, you know, there's tons of shows that they say now from the creators of Lost. Well, That's just, you know, it could just be one writer from Lost or one, you know, one person who worked on Lost for them to say that, because there's tons of shows now that say from the creators of Lost. And I'm thinking,
well, actually, the creators of Lost didn't even take Lost all the way through to the end.
Exactly. Yeah.
They actually were only on there for a couple seasons.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, I still liked Lost. Oh, but you know, you still have Strike One. So maybe I should only talk to Will for a minute.
Strike One.
No, but the creators of Lost did a good job, though, for the first two seasons.
Yeah, and you know Lost was great. It's just that it ended shitty. I still don't know what happened. I still don't understand. It's ridiculous.
What don't you understand?
How they could have they were already dead.
They were in purgatory.
So it was basically just the sixth sense the whole time. They were, you know.
Basically, yeah. It was them in purgatory trying to figure out their life.
Yeah, I don't know. Stuff like the I don't know. I didn't like that.
It sucked. Yes, I agree. It sucked, but for them to get to the point where they were. It was kind of exciting, though, to watch everything up to that point.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was just an easy way for them to, answer all the questions that, you know, this wasn't really real life. It was just purgatory. So all that weird shit, you know, actually, you know, that makes sense for all that weird shit happening. I think, you know, they just posed too many questions and that was just a... easy way for them.
Yeah, those polar bears we never explained? Yeah, it's good because everybody was dead.
Yeah, it was
Well, no, the polar bears were kind of explained because the Dalma Initiative were bringing those to the island.
Why?
Because they were experimenting with stuff.
In purgatory, though.
In purgatory, they were experimenting with their purgatory polar bear.
So, it's just crazy, but we did an episode about that, I think, where we discussed that. Didn't we, Stuart?
I mean,
yes, we did.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Harold.
But yeah, so that's all I have, really. I'm interested in that, and I'm interested in getting a little bit more into the Star Wars Legacy, which hopefully Star Trek Legacy. And hopefully by next week I'll have a little more on the game because I've only played for like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Anyways, I guess it's time to move on to our I recommend section. And
yes,
I just want to say, Stuart, Alonzo. I've been waiting to do that ever since. But go ahead.
I actually didn't catch that till just now.
Really?
I did not realize it.
Oh my god! Yeah. That was the first thing I was like, oh my god, that's Alonzo. And then I was like, is that?
I might have.
Is that? And I had to go to IMDb, and I was like, that is. Oh my god. So, yeah. But go ahead. Sorry. I just thought that'd be a funny geek thing or at least for our Doctor Who listeners.
Yeah. Well, the show we're talking about is the UK version of Being Human, which is a vampire trying to go straight, meaning not drinking blood, a werewolf who doesn't accept what he is, and a ghost. And no, it is not a sitcom. I actually really enjoyed the show. What'd you guys think of it?
I'll let Harold go.
Well, okay, I get to go first here. Well, I have to say, first off, I watched 5 of the episodes so far, and I really like it. They at least make kind of sense with their stories, and they have kind of real life like situations, so it works. You know, like the things that they bring off works. And did you know that the guy who plays the vampire is also going to be playing in The Hobbit?
No, I didn't.
He got a role in The Hobbit, so I guess he did pretty good. I learned that from Stuart today, from Front Page of Scream, that he's in there. So I guess, you know, he must have did something right.
Well, it's a popular show in the UK.
Now, I did do one thing. I tried to watch the U.S. version.
Oh, no.
Also,
no. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh.
Oh, yeah. I tried watching the U.S. version just for the first episode, and I could not make it past 10 minutes. It was so horrible. So, please, if anybody does decide to ever watch it, only watch the U.K. version.
Of course, of course. Most of
the U.K. version is the better version.
Most of the time, that's true. I mean, 98% of the time, the U.K., you know, U.K. versions are better than the U.S. versions.
But what I did like about the U.S. version that the U.K. version hasn't done or is it going to do, vampires are actually powerful. Like, they're actually strong and fast.
Oh, yeah. I was kind of, you know, every time I saw the vampire fighting, I was like, come on, dude, you're powerful. And I'm like, oh, wait, not in this, you know, because I'm so used to the powerful, like, you know, in Buffy or, you know.
Yeah, in the U.K. one, their eyes go black and they have fangs. That's it. That's what makes them vampires. But that's
cool enough.
Yeah, but that doesn't make them predators, the ultimate predator, which is what vampires are.
Well, but in this one, they're not. That werewolf is more of a predator than he is, because that werewolf would kick his ass.
Only 3 days out of the month.
Well, but still, 3 days of the month, man, that werewolf's going to kick your ass.
It's one day out of the month.
Oh, it's three days. It's three because or four. It's 3 days out of the month, because there's like... I can't remember the way it is, but there's like three. It's weird, but it's
they do one day out of the month.
They do three.
Well, they do one.
I've heard them say 3 days out of the 27 days of the month you're normal. I've heard that quote on the show.
No, 29 days.
It's 27, dude. You haven't been paying attention.
No, it was 29 days.
Dude, I'm...
No, it's 27. It's 27. Days,
I remember the 29. Quote.
29. They said it in both the U.S. version and the U.K.
Well,
version.
Well, I'll be happy to go through the episode again and say, hey, go to this episode this time.
Okay.
And I'll prove you wrong because it's 27. It's the same like with Buffy. It's because the moon, the way the moon is, it's for the 3 days. It's like... full for 3 days kind of or something weird. I don't know too much about
I just like the part where he was getting ready to bang that chick and he was getting ready to turn, so he bangs the chick real hard and he runs right out. That was awesome,
honestly. Was when epic. I saw that, I was thinking, oh, Harold would love this part.
that was an epic part, man. I wish in my life you could just bang a woman so good that she has orgasms like that chick did. She looks like she did. She couldn't get up, and she just fell down. And it's like, yeah, but she passes out after having sex, and then you can run out the door.
Well, you can do that, but that's called rape.
True,
but that is frowned upon in most civilizations.
But in this TV show, it wasn't rape, and it was actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
What I really liked is how it explained what goes on during the transformation to a werewolf. Like, it goes into detail. I don't know if you guys got to that part yet, but it goes into detail what every body organ does.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember all that, but I can just say that it was a good pick.
Yeah.
Whoever picked it did a good job.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
And I am halfway through season two, so...
I have finished season three.
I've been watching it like crazy. And so I really enjoy it. I think it's really good. I wish they were, you know, super, super powerful. But then again, I can see why they didn't, because it would be so much easier for them to, you know, take over like they wanted to in the whatever. You know.
Yeah, well, I think if they were powerful, that just would make them that much more of a threat.
True, but I wouldn't see, you know, I just wouldn't see the. I think that would just be too much, you know. They'd have too much power and they'd actually be able to accomplish it. But since they aren't as powerful the way they have this, you know, story set up, because most shows like this or most vampire stuff, vampires don't really get together in a big group and plan to take over the world. That really does.
The only thing that
What vampire shows have you been watching?
The only thing that was kind of weird is...
Other than Buffy.
Go ahead, Harold.
True Blood.
Ugh.
I said the only thing that was kind of weird was that the fact that he can go out in the daytime as a vampire. But
it
I guess
doesn't sparkle.
England, huh?
And doesn't sparkle.
Well, no. Sparkle vampires are only in that crap movie. Or that crap
No, that's what I'm saying. He can go out into the sun and don't sparkle.
You know, and I mean, I guess it's forgiven because I guess it's overcast in England almost all the time, so I guess it's forgiven.
Well, that but, and there's some, you know, some there's some lores where vampires aren't, you know, the sunlight thing
just,
is a myth.
They're just photosensitive.
Yeah.
In this one. And it actually was explained in the U.S. version.
Well, once again, I didn't watch that version. I'm sorry.
I watched the entire season.
Oh,
yeah, that
why?
One was bad.
Why would you do that self to? Why would you do that to yourself?
Because it was interesting to compare the two.
Yeah, but you only needed to watch for the first 15 minutes and see that it was bad.
Well, there were some parts where it was line for line the same.
But it was bad. I mean, those three actors in the show are bad.
Yeah, and
I think the werewolf is fine.
And I
no, the werewolf being a geeky kid is really great. Especially the guy, that big eared geeky kid is awesome.
Oh, exactly, he's amazing.
You didn't watch it enough in the U.S. version where he was actually similar to what he is in the UK.
Oh, but it's Alonzo.
But I do agree that the UK one is better.
It's Alonzo,
especially Annie. Annie is a lot hotter.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. And I'm sure in the U.S. version, there's no, you know, vamp or werewolf changing fuck scene. I'm sure that
yes there, oh, is. There is. Yes, they totally say that. Yeah, it's like it's almost the same.
Yeah, but in the U.S. version, they don't say fuck.
No, they don't.
Because
in the U.K. version, they're saying fuck every couple minutes.
Well, that's because U.K. isn't as censored, and this show was on what? This show was on what channel?
And the ghost chick in the UK in the US one isn't hot.
The ghost chick in the
UK one is freaking hot because she's got a freaking English accent.
Yeah.
That automatically makes her hot.
And plus they changed everybody's names too. It's weird.
Yeah, and I think it's the vampire, like I'm looking at the cover, I haven't seen it, but I think the vampire dude, he just looks like a tool.
He is a pretty boy, and I don't like
that. He just looks like a tool. He looks like they wanted him to be like the Twilight dude.
Exactly, yeah. Actually, Twilight was actually brought up in the U.S. one.
Wow.
By the ghost. She said, whoa, this is getting a little Twilight here.
Now, in the U.S. one, can the vampire go out in the daytime?
Yes.
Okay. I'll stick with just the U.K. one. Everybody, don't watch the U.S. one. It sucks. Watch the U.K. one.
Three seasons on Netflix. Is it still going on? I think it's still.
Yes, it is.
It's going for six seasons.
Yeah, so that's amazing. That is awesome, and it's not like two episodes a season either. So I'm happy about that.
Watch the U.K. version, people. Don't mess with that other one.
Yeah.
Don't listen to Stuart. He don't know what he's talking about.
Well, I totally agree. Watch the U.K. one. Don't watch the U.S. one. I'm just saying that I watched the U.S. one, and it's similar, but not as good.
Of course, it's an English translation of a U.K. Sure, it's an American translation of a British show. They're never good. There's only been a few that have been good. Anyways, definitely liked it, and continuing on, it's awesome because I've been watching this while I've been playing The Old Republic because I have my phone where I have the kickstand case and I have it like right in front of my monitor and I'm able to watch it at the same time I'm looking at the monitor screen. So I've been watching a lot of episodes because I've been able to watch it, you know, doing multiple things. So
multitasking, dude.
Exactly. I love it.
I do the same thing. I mean, I'm just sitting next to my TV, so I watch my Xbox.
Well, I don't use my TV since my friend gave me a, you know, one of those flat screen monitors. My TV's a piece of crap. I mean, it's got a VHS player built into it, so that shows you how old that is.
Mine's a freaking tube.
Yeah, mine's a tube too, and it's all the way across the room. So I use my phone to watch Netflix now. So I'm loving that, but yeah, I'm loving it. And when's the next season start?
I want to say this month.
Yes,
that could be the U.S. one though.
Well, the U.S. just like ended, didn't it? The U.S. season.
I don't know what the U.S. season needs to end. We don't need any more of that.
Yeah, that's true. They should have just released the British version on Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
Or on BBC America, they should have just. I don't know. It may be on BBC Mirror. I don't know, but
it might be.
But yeah, great stuff. Great stuff. I guess it's my turn for next week. Should I go with another British show?
Anything you'd like, son. Anything you'd like.
Okay. Stuart, you may have seen this. My pick is actually not on Netflix. It's on Hulu.
Oh, God. I don't have Hulu.
It's free. It's free. It's free on Hulu. Not Hulu Plus. So you can watch it on your computer. Free.
Okay.
It's a show called Misfits.
Misfits.
The link is in the chat, and I'm about to put it on the show notes.
Now I have a question. Are we allowed to do movies also?
Yeah, we are. We are.
Yes.
Okay. It's just I didn't want to be the only one to not submit a UK show. So, and if you've listened to our podcast in the past, Harold, you should know we've done movies.
I have, but I noticed that since I've been on, we've only been doing TV shows, so I don't want to break the chain, because I didn't know if there was something behind the scenes where we were going with TV shows only now.
Oh, no. We let you know if anything was behind the scenes. We definitely...
Okay.
But you two picked British TV shows, and I didn't want to be left out. So, yeah. It's on Hulu, and it's called Misfits.
Cool. I've not seen this.
I still think Luther was the best.
Okay. I personally liked Being Human better, but Luther is a great show, yeah. And
I liked them both.
I'm not saying I didn't like them. I like both.
Yeah, I've enjoyed them both.
And I really like this show. I really like this show. This show is something I think Dark DJ did a review about it on our site a long time ago, and then just came across this randomly and then after I started watching this, I realized, oh wait, that's the thing Dark DJ was talking about.
Yeah, I've definitely heard. I've definitely seen the name Misfits.
It's pretty good. I think he. I'm not going to say anything. Misfits next week. I guess now it's Geek Question of the Week, right?
Yes. This week's Geek Question of the Week was. What did you do over the holidays that was geeky, or what did you get over the holidays that was geeky?
Alrighty. Well, what about you, Stuart?
I got a Kindle Fire. That was kind of geeky. But I also got the Doctor Who specials.
Oh, the actual specials. Wow.
Uh-huh. On DVD.
Awesome. I love most of them. I really didn't like Water on Mars. I know most people really like that one, but that's the one I really didn't like. But Planet of the Dead, I loved.
You liked a new Doctor?
Well, the new Doctor was all right.
I thought it was terrible.
It was kind of bad, yeah. But I loved Planet of the Dead. That was amazing.
Yes, that is one of the best ones.
Mainly because what was her name? Lady whatever.
Lady, oh, I was just thinking about the other day.
Yeah, she's
Lady Christina. Yeah,
Lady Christina, she's hot, and I want to see more of her. I love to see more of her.
I've definitely seen her and stuff.
Yeah, but...
Oh, and I also got a Doctor Who poster, which is the Van Gogh picture of the TARDIS blowing up in the Starry Night-esque way.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Yep, it's hanging over my computer right now.
Alrighty. What about you, Harold?
I just spent the holiday season with my daughter. I didn't really get anything but a couple video games. So I guess I was not being as geeky as you guys, I guess.
Well,
but I have a geek question for you when you're done.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Well, for me, Christmas this year was really tight for my family. You know, Oklahoma is pretty much one of the last places where the economy being affected hit, you know, so we're the last to kind of recover from it. So things have been really tough. I got a hat. I got an OU hat. That's not really geeky, but I did get a Sons of Anarchy t-shirt.
Oh, cool.
So I really love that. It's pretty cool. And, you know, Stuart, I think... Coming up soon, you had to have watched the whole first season. You made a promise last month.
Well, then if you want to count geeky, my daughter did get me the Christmas Carol shirt where Ralphie's got the bar of soap in his mouth saying, oh, fudge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is geeky. That's pretty cool.
That counts.
Yeah, but as far as doing, I guess, just playing the Old Republic, honestly. That's pretty geeky, I guess.
I did something kind of geeky today.
Ooh, do tell.
I went to the, I guess you call it the swap shop here. It's the flea market.
Okay, yeah.
And I was able to find a Bob Marley pitcher for $5, a big wooden pitcher. And I'm now hung it on my wall. It's him sitting there with his guitar in his jean shirt and his jeans and smoking a cigarette playing the guitar.
That's pretty cool. For $5, too. Can't beat that.
I was able to Jew the guy down from 20 to 5.
Nice. That's even better. That's even better. Jew powers.
I like how you put that.
Well, I mean, I am Jewish, so, you know, the guy started out with 20, I Jewed him down.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Good deal. Alrighty. I guess other people, Stuart, our listeners?
Yeah, we only got two answers this week, both from Facebook. The first one, Yuan Campbell. I don't know if I'm saying his name right. I really don't know. It's not Juan. It's an E, not a J.
June. Hey, June.
E-U-A-N?
John.
It's not a J.
U-A-N. I don't know. If he's listening, let us know.
Yes, please, because you answer all the time, and I don't know how to say your name.
Send us what's it called, a pronunciation guide?
Ebonics.
Phonetic.
Ebonics pronunciation.
Not Ebonics. You want phonetic.
Already.
But he said that he watched Die Hard on Christmas Day.
Awesome.
That's great, because I am a big fan of the Die Hard movies.
I have never seen one.
Oh!
You're a bad guy.
Oh, God.
I've never had the opportunity. It's never been around for me to see. I mean, I've never, I don't know.
You're so un-American.
Die Hard 3 is on TV all the freaking time.
Is it on Netflix? If it's on Netflix, I'll watch it gladly.
It's on disc form.
Oh, I don't do disc anymore.
You don't do disc?
Wait, yeah, okay, they are. So I'll start watching
them. They are.
Okay, I'm adding them now. It's just, I don't buy movies that, you know, I don't know if I like or not. I know some people do that, but I don't want to buy a movie that I don't know if I'd like and then be stuck with it. But I'll watch them. I'll watch them.
Die Hard and Die Hard with a Vengeance are the best ones.
So no Die Hard 2, Die Harder?
Die Hard 2 is good. It's just that Die Hard and Die Hard 2, or Die Hard with a Vengeance, are the best.
Die Hard 2 is kind of just the same as Die Hard 1.
Well, that's not true. I did see part of Live Free or Die Hard, and I thought it was kind of dumb. The fourth one, the newest one?
Yeah.
That actually is a
good one, too. I like
Die Harder.
Well, I guess just the parts I saw were not that great, but alrighty. Next.
The guy jumped from a truck onto a plane, then from the plane onto a highway and onto the highway.
I didn't see that part. But next person, next.
Okay, Jason Burlett, also Fadios on Facebook, said, "New laptop, i5, blah blah blah, fun." And then he said, "I also got the Star Wars Blu-ray box set, all 6 movies and 3 discs of extras."
That is geeky, see?
Oh, he got the complete 6 movies?
Yes. Which I do want.
I would take back
but
to
I,
get the
I'm,
3
I'm just
original.
I'm holding back. Well, you don't get the 3 discs of extras, though.
Oh, that's true. Okay. But yeah, I'm with you.
I'm just waiting for the theatrical releases. Then
or the version with the theatrical releases.
That too.
Yeah.
That too.
Because I'd love all that other stuff as long as there was a theatrical version with it.
As long as there is a version out there where Han shoots first.
Exactly. I did watch Star Wars during the holidays, though, because they had like marathons of it, and I did sit down and watch the Star Wars movies, and I was like, oh, here, I was explaining to my parents, you know, oh, here comes one of the most controversial scenes that George Lucas changed that the fans are up in arms about, and had to explain it to them. And they looked at me and nodded their heads and thought, I don't know.
My son's a geek.
Yeah.
My son is the definite geek. Or if you're like my parents, who actually said, we're never getting grandchildren, are we?
That was classic. That was great.
That was just a couple weeks ago that they said that.
Man, your parents are spot on.
Wow, that's I'm sorry, Stuart. There may be hope for you though. I'm not gonna jump to conclusions like Harold is, but.
Well, hey, there's that model. Come on.
Yeah.
How could you not? His parents just said that they're not ever going to get grandchildren. That is awesome. That is epic.
Yeah. But side tangent, does anybody, whenever they hear jump to conclusions, does anyone else ever think of Office Space?
No.
The game that guy was creating jump to conclusions where you...
I've only seen Office Space once.
Oh my god, really? That's the movie's like amazing.
The only thing I remember is nobody touches my red stapler.
Yeah.
And them taking the printer out into the field and just beating the shit out of it.
Yeah. That too. That's an epic scene. But so that's it, Stuart?
Yes, those are all the...
No, it's not.
All the answers. What?
Twitter.
I was watching Twitter.
Mm-mm, yesterday we had one.
Then it did not come to me then.
At the Geeks FTW.
Oh, okay, I see one. Just that one?
Yeah, and it's formerly formerly known as DeShane Vox.
DeShane, now known as Jack Sawyer BH on Twitter, said, Looney Tunes Platinum Collection, Volume 1, Ultimate Collector's Edition Blu-ray, which sounds awesome. Because I've been in a Looney Tunes mood in the past couple months.
They're tiny, they're toony, they're all a little loony. And then there's cartoony, they're invading your TV.
That's Tiny Toons.
I know, but it's still Tiny Toons.
Tiny Toons is still awesome.
They are, but I mean, it's not Bugs Bunny.
I don't...
Be, that's all, folks.
Which I love that when I wake up in the morning at 6 o'clock, I turn on the Cartoon Network, it's Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
They're tiny, they're toony, they're all a little loony.
But yeah, that's pretty cool. That I definitely was like, oh, I would have loved to get that for, you know, myself. Because I need to watch Looney Tunes. I haven't watched Looney Tunes in probably 5 years, maybe more than that. I don't know.
They're tiny, they're toony, they're all a little loony. Which
that's not Looney Tunes, that's Tiny Toons.
That's still
which
part
now
of...
can bring up my geek question for the week.
Okay.
What are your top five cartoon songs?
We did an episode about that.
Aw.
Yeah, and we played them.
It was actually an episode where we just were dicking around on YouTube, and we just played them off of YouTube.
We did a bunch of like opening songs and stuff like that.
Yes, but we actually didn't ask the community for theirs.
Yeah,
so.
But top five, that I don't know if that'd be a there's you know okay. Twitter's only
but there's
so
only
big.
Three people who answered the question.
Well, this week, yeah, but
this
sometimes
week.
We get like tons of people,
like 10.
Well, that's still isn't. Well, okay.
That's how about tons for us. That's five more downloads than we get now.
How about top three then?
Okay, yeah, top three.
Yeah, top three works.
Alrighty, so you didn't even have to think of one. Did you have one, Stuart?
No.
Alrighty.
And then I have one other geeky question for you. If you're someone like me who's never watched Doctor Who, what would be a good episode of Doctor Who to start with?
Blink.
Blink.
Hmm?
Blink.
Blink.
And we both said that
season,
at the same time.
Season 3, Blink.
Blink.
I love how we both said that like at the exact same time, Stuart.
Well, it's actually known across the Doctor Who community.
Yeah.
That is the episode to start people off with.
Yeah, definitely.
Is that on Netflix?
Yes, it is.
The first,
so watch Blink.
Well, okay, the six current seasons are on Netflix.
Oh, they have season 6 now?
I think so. I could totally be wrong.
Oh, that'd be awesome because I want to watch some more... Go back to some of the season 6 stuff.
Cool. Well, thank you. That I do appreciate that because I've always wanted to watch Doctor Who, but I didn't know where I should start.
Yeah, Blink will show you how awesome Doctor Who can be. And then after that, if you like it, I'd suggest starting from episode 1 of season 1, you know, and then working your way through. And if you don't, then there's no hope.
Then start a season 2.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah. So anyways, I guess anything else we y'all want to talk about, guys? Anything at all?
No, it's getting late. Got to play some Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, I see you.
Nice.
Dang it. season 5 is the last one they have.
Yeah.
That's just not
good. I guess I was thinking, since I have season 6, you know, I'm just thinking, oh, I can just watch that anytime. I now can watch all 6 seasons.
Lucky you. I wish I had that. Because The Doctor's Wife was... I need to watch that again. That was really good. But
well, I'm going to watch it this week. Wait.
Alrighty. Let us know what you think next week. We're, you know, that's probably one of our favorite shows. I know it's one of my favorite shows. So anyways, I guess time to wrap up the show. Be sure to check us, you know, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. The Geeks FTW, you know, just search for us, or, well, now that just search for us. If you have, you know, or leave us feedback, of course. We tweet and post our geek questions of the week on all 3. So you can respond there. You can send us an email at thegeeksftw@gmail.com. You could leave us a voicemail at 1-347-433-5389, and that's 1-347-GEEK-FTW, and we'll play it on air, and we'll discuss it. You know, if you got any questions to ask us, or comments, or, you know, just let us know something, just, you know, we'll play it on air and discuss it. iTunes reviews, last I checked, we still only have 3, so leave us an iTunes review, people. Come on now. Come on.
Come on. It only takes 30 seconds. Leave a 5-star iTunes review, please.
Exactly. Exactly. And
it helps us help you, because by giving us a 5-star review, it helps us let us know that you like the show, and it will help us get up in the rankings higher so that other people can also find out about the show and they too can like it.
And we get a big self-esteem boost, and then that affects better when we're recording, and so this podcast gets even better. So. Yeah, leave us an iTunes review, and we'll definitely give you shout outs for that. And we are part of the Open Forum Radio Network. And Stuart, are you ready?
Which you can also enjoy shows like OFR Proper, Over Source Guys, Pre Point, Section Z, Pod Podcast, Truthy Geeking, The 40cast, The Nox Broadcast Company, which includes What Is Learning, Gotta Live and which includes What Does God Say, Love and Learning Podcast, Down Below, Fame of the Cast, The Front Page of Screen Podcast, which includes Media Livecast, Spotlight, and Video Game Arena, Geeks Will Win, and Vault Reviews.
And you can check Vault Reviews out live tomorrow on allgames.com at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Alrighty. And definitely right now, Open Forum Radio, well, our site, we're going through a redesign, and openforumradio.com is going through a redesign as well. And I'm working on both, so that goes to show you. I kind of broke their site yesterday.
Oh, you are bad.
I ended
dude.
Up fixing it, but well, you know,
how many
blue
how many
man,
times,
you
how many
see
times
who's to blame.
You broke ours.
Yeah.
Blue man, Larry.
Well, I told him right away, and he tweeted, and yeah, but, you know.
Will broke it.
It's fixed. It's fixed now, so. But.
We broke ours something major last month.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, this was kind of major, too, but there's just something. They don't. I'm not going to get into this on air, but, yeah, it was just other things that I didn't know about the way they have things set up, and so it was just, yeah. Anyways, so definitely look out for thegeeksftw.com for relaunch soon, and openforumradio.com soon. Great things coming from both those websites. I guess shout-outs. Harold, shout-outs?
Shout out to Frank Branches and Sean Freeman, my co-host over at the Zombie Cast. Check us out, Zombie Cast, the complete guide to everything zombie. And yes, Will, you will be on soon. We've got you slated to come on soon.
Alrighty.
I would like to also mention that is 2 words, Zombie Cast. That took me forever to find your show.
Well, but you know
because
what?
I didn't know it was 2 words.
It didn't take me forever because I tweeted Freeman Daddy, I tweeted him, when they were like, oh, check it out on iTunes. I was like, is there an RSS feed? I tweeted him.
It took me going to Twitter, looking at your guys' tweets.
Yeah, I was like, is there an RSS feed for non, Apple users? And he quickly gave me one.
Put it out.
So that was, I thank him for that. And definitely leave an iTunes review, 5 stars for them. I did, so.
Thank you. Oh, yes. I meant to say thank you. And we will be reading those iTunes reviews out on the next podcast. So we do appreciate the iTunes review.
Alrighty.
And let me just say, I want to also say shout out to David or Scoble One. He's a cool guy. You should follow him. And shout out to you guys for letting me come back on again. And shout out to Stuart from Page to Screen and Jamie and them from the Vault Reviews. And then everybody else from Open Forum. And how's that?
Awesome.
Jaybird 360.
Awesome. Stuart, shout out.
I would like to shout out H.H. Greg for my washer and dryer. I can now wash clothes at home now. That's amazing.
Ooh, 2 shout outs in 2 episodes. You must really be enjoying that.
Yeah, I don't have to go home, which is about 45 minutes away, to just wash my clothes.
Oh, you mean your parents' house?
Right, yeah.
I was about to say, you don't have to go home. Isn't that the reason why?
It's still home. It's still home. Even if you move away, it's still home.
Okay, gotcha. Is it where your heart is?
That's right.
Well, sorry. Go ahead.
Also, shout out to Paladin, Van Red, and Ashley Nevis, because we all, the five of us, we play the Old Republic together sometimes, and they just joined our guild this week. So
hopefully we'll be on the event instead of Steam chat, because Steam chat is bad.
That is true. Steam voice chat equals terrible.
Exactly. That's why when Deshane and I played Portal 2 co-op, we use Skype instead of Steam chat.
Yeah, but Van Red's computer doesn't like Skype.
So. Yeah, it does suck, but Skype is, that's all Skype is created for, is to communicate, via voice. So it's going to be a lot better quality than, say, an added-on feature to something much bigger.
True. Yeah,
just as long as somebody doesn't keep dropping every 5 seconds.
Yeah. But yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Anybody?
Okay. I guess for me, definitely shout outs to the zombie cast. That good stuff. Definitely good stuff. I've got your newest episode downloaded and ready to listen to. What else?
I do too.
Yeah. Let's see. Definitely shout outs to Paladin, Van Red, and is it actually Nevis, or is there Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah.
Double check.
Yeah. See, her and Van Red don't really tweet much, so I don't see their Twitter that much. She tweets more than he does, but yeah.
Yeah. And it's usually like really late at night.
Definitely. The Old Republic, I'm really enjoying that even more. And looking forward to doing some guild stuff. Who else? Definitely shout outs to Open Forum Radio guys. Like I said, I'm helping them out with their website, trying to, they were talking about like maybe paying somebody to do it. And I'm thinking, you don't got to pay anybody to do it. That's outrageous. I went through a couple.
You'll break it for free.
I went through a couple thousand themes looking for, our theme. And so I told them, hey, I went through a couple thousand themes. I can definitely, let me know what you're interested in. I can, find
it for free.
I could find it and then, help you tweak it and whatnot. And they were like, okay. And yeah, so took a while because I made the original offer like months ago. And they were like, yeah, we're going to have Nikki from Truthfully Gaming Geeking helping us out. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm here to help. And then I guess that didn't work out. So, yeah. Anyways, definitely shout outs to those guys. And the whole Open Forum Radio Network, because tons of great podcasts, and almost not enough time to listen to all of them. Almost.
Not almost. There is not enough time to listen to all of them.
Oh, you know what? I'll give a shout out. One more.
Oh, go ahead.
As soon as I get my code for my Batman Arkham City stuff from Anthony Alex, you can get a shout out again. I won the code for the PS3 for Arkham City stuff. So as soon as I get that code from Anthony, I'll give
it. Do you have Arkham City for the PS3?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I was about to say, I thought I just wanted to know. I honestly did not know. I'm actually surprised.
Actually, I bought that for the PS3 because I played the first one on the PlayStation 3.
Gotcha. Well,
And any game that really isn't a multiplayer game, I'd rather play it on the PS3 anyway.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you were into achievements and whatnot.
I'm into achievements, but that game just was better on the PlayStation. Because I did play it on the Xbox, but the fact that you could do the challenges with the Joker and everything.
Well, yeah, that's the selling point for the first one, but I don't think they had one for the second one.
No, but I mean, as I said, I bought it for the first one, so I was going to buy it for the second
yeah.
one on there.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely looking forward to playing that game.
You know, and then winning that Green Lantern skin or whatever it is from
Sinestro Corps.
Yeah. Just made it even like sweeter, and it's like now I'm just waiting for
it's yellow, the not green. So,
but you know what I mean. Yeah, it's a Green Lantern Sinestro thing, and I'm just waiting for it, and it made it even sweeter.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And also definitely shout outs to Scoba One, because he left us some feedback on Twitter. He said, great show this week. Star Wars The Old Republic or SWTOR sounds frighteningly good. And it is.
It is
frighteningly good. And honestly, I'm kind of glad I ended up picking it up, because I had really got all hyped for it and then thought, you know, it's on the PC. I like my 360, though. I don't really play PC games, and the whole mouse and keyboard thing really had me scared for a while.
It's nothing to be scared of.
It isn't. It's much scarier than it actually is. It's.
Yeah. Welcome to the dark side, son. Welcome to the dark side.
Well, I am on the dark side, so, and I have.
See?
What is it? Level 3 Sith. So, dark level 3 Sith, so. That's level 32, so I'm loving that game. But anyways, I guess, you know, this has been episode 73 of the Geeks for the Win podcast, and we will see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.